Hi, families. Welcome to this episode. Before we get started, I wanted to take a second to tell you about Gab Wireless. They are the creators of the world's safest phones for kids ages 4 and up. Now, I'm speaking as a parent who has had to deal with making the decision of whether or not to get my kids cell phones. So I highly recommend that before you buy your child a cell phone, do yourself a favor and look into Gab's devices. They are the perfect alternative to fully loaded smartphones. And they include everything that your child needs to stay connected to you, minus the distraction and risks like social media and the internet. Plus, I can personally attest to how nice it is to talk to my children on their own devices instead of having to go through my ex. For example, my older daughter, who's around 12, has the Premium Plus phone now. And my youngest, who is 6, has the watch, which she's had for a couple of years, and they call me whenever they need me and send me texts whenever they need me. So it's been really, really awesome for us. Not to mention how super affordable Gab's devices and accessories and calling plans are. So if you're in the market for a phone for your child, go to Gab Wireless, that's GABBWireless.com, and at least comparison shop, right? No harm, no foul. And if you decide to shop and get something, you can get an exclusive discount just for being a listener if you use our promo code. And that code is COPARENT. See? Easy to remember. COPARENT. COPARENT. So feel free to use it. And if you become a proud Gab parent, don't forget to tag us on social media. Hi, this is Rosalie Farnsworth, and you're listening to The Co-Parenting Collective. Hello, hello. I wanted to share with you all 3 reasons why I gift give for the holidays, actually for special occasions. So in regards to my ex, that would be birthday, Father's Day, and something for the holidays, the December holidays. And I wanted to share this with you because I recently posted on Instagram some suggestions. I actually asked for suggestions on Father's Day gifts heading into the Father's Day weekend. And I had a few DMs from moms who were conflicted, like, why should I get him a gift? He doesn't get me anything for Mother's Day or my birthday, et cetera, et cetera. And I just wanted to record this to sort of memorialize my answers to them and also to share with you guys why I personally give my ex gifts from the kids. It's something I do. It's something I've always done, even in the hairiest of co-parenting times. And the main reason for that is because it's not about me and it isn't about my ex necessarily. As far as us being co-parents, it's about my role as a mom. So just a quick backstory for those of you who haven't been listening to the podcast long or don't really know. I've been a co-parent for 20 years. And 20 years ago, I had one little boy and one ex. And when we first separated in those first 6, 12, 18 months, shit was awful. Like, we did not talk to each other. We barely looked at each other, really. And that was that. But we had this adorable little boy. Thankfully, once we split, there wasn't any conflict going on around him. So that was priority one. But anyway, I'm not going to digress. I just want to let you know that for Mother's Days and birthdays and holidays, I was not acknowledged. I had my son at those times, but I didn't he didn't send him with gifts or, well, there was no text messaging. Well, was there? I don't know. But anyway, I didn't get any acknowledgement on those days. And I could have let it bother me. But if I'm honest, I was just happy with my son, like happy being around him and making memories with him. So it didn't really bother me. So that's where I started. And that was how my ex treated me. Now, did I return the favor? I did not. When Father's Day and my ex's birthday and the December holidays rolled around, I made sure to take the time and get my son excited about these little special occasions, right? It was important for me to teach him how to be kind and how to celebrate his dad, who was a good father to him. So that's what those occasions are for, right? Celebrating your parent. And so I would sit with him, and like when he was little, like 2, 3, 4. And of course, we would make homemade gifts at that stage, because I thought it was a great way to memorialize his cute little hands and his little feet and his little caveman drawings and his little chicken scratch handwriting, and all those cute things. And now look at me, 20 years later, I'm telling you guys about those memories with joy in my heart. I'm looking back on it, not pissed that I didn't get anything, but I'm looking back on it as like, I really remember, those times just sitting with him. And I made a memory for myself doing that. I gave myself a gift, and I felt good about teaching those lessons and encouraging my son to create something that he was proud of and he was excited to give to his dad and everything that goes with it. I don't care if my ex took it and knew that it was something that I helped him with and threw it in the garbage, which he didn't. But if he did that, well, that's on him. That's not my problem. You want to go through life being a miserable human being. That's perfectly fine. And if you don't want to acknowledge me on special occasions, that's perfectly fine. But I'm not going to take the lead from someone who lives like that. I'm not doing that. So that was the number one reason why I decided to help my child participate in those special occasions. Another big reason for me was that I didn't want my child to feel left out and wonder why they weren't given the opportunity to celebrate their other parent, their dad, their other family. It goes back to having that connection with my child and having that open door for them to come and go emotionally as well. I will break my own heart thinking about my children being conflicted about whether or not, let me give you a scenario. I could break my own heart thinking about my kid sitting in school with all the other kids, whether they're, kids from divorced parents or not, with all the other kids, and they're doing, they do crafts in school, right? Don't they? In the daycares and the preschools and elementary schools, they always are doing the crafts on the holidays. And if I think for 2 minutes about my child sitting in class and the teacher's like, okay, class, we're going to make, Mother's Day gifts or Father's Day gifts. And the visceral reaction for my child is worry or nervousness, not that they would show it, but maybe they will. And they're thinking like, oh, I don't know. Maybe mommy would be upset if I make something for daddy, or, you know, I don't know if they're worried and I cause them to feel worried because of my own bitterness and resentment. I would never want that for my children. So I don't want them to feel left out. And they are 100% going to be exposed to these holidays. I think even if you're Amish, maybe you would be exposed to these holidays. I really don't know about that, but let's just say that it's possible. You know, so I wouldn't want them to feel left out or worried about, you know, should they care? Should they not care? Should they participate? Should they not participate? Is mom going to be mad if I participate? I want them to come to me and say things like, hey, mom, you know, dad's birthday, Father's Day is coming up. Can you help me with this? Can we go get this supply? I was thinking about this idea. I want to help them through that. I want to say, yeah, that's a great idea. That sounds great. Let's go do that. Because it allows me, not only is it great for them and it feels good for them, but it also allows me a peek at what's going on in their mind about their other parent. And it's a good feeling, again, just like helping them, you know, helping them make the gift. It's a good feeling when they are interested in celebrating that other parent. It's nice. It feels good. And you're like, oh, that's so sweet. You know, think about your feeling for your own parents. So yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to go into a big long thing about that, but I think you get the point. I just don't want them to feel left out. So number one, we made good memories together. Doing that, giving gifts. And number two, I would never want them to feel left out of the loop, or, you know, feel ostracized from normalcy, because, you know, dad or I are jerks, act like jerks. And number three, like I was saying before, I think about my own dad and my own parents. And, you know, we're talking about dad. So I think about my dad, and if somehow my mom had been like, you know, made us feel bad for wanting to celebrate him, and then that prevented us from doing it. And then I imagine how sad he would have been to not have that acknowledgement, because I absolutely adore my father. And I was, you know, I just can't imagine that for him. He's an incredible father, hardworking man who is very strong character, a good person. And, you know, my parents didn't get along. They ended up divorcing when I was an adult. But, you know, just if I think about, you know, I think about having to pledge allegiance to one or the other of them, I get really sad about that. So I don't, you know, for whatever happened between us, I don't want my ex to feel like that. I just don't. So again, they can, you know, I'm going to put in the effort. I'm going to be me and true to who I am and make sure that my behaviors align with myself. And then their response or acceptance of that is on them. I'm not going to police that.
I'm just going to do what feels right. So number three for me, I just, again, just another angle, different perspective, is that I just imagine how my own father would feel if he was never, you know, acknowledged on these little special occasions or on his birthday or Father's Day or holidays, things like that. I wouldn't want that for him. And my dad has stepchildren now too, who celebrate him. And it's all really, really wonderful. Jeez, I'm going to make myself cry thinking about that. Anyway, those are the top three reasons why we are a gift-giving family. Oh, and to circle back. Okay, so you know how I started and I got nothing and no acknowledgement. Well, it's completely different now. excuse me. I am showered with love on the holidays, and I couldn't be happier. Even if it wasn't happening, I wouldn't mention it. It's not even worth my time. I just keep it moving. And like I said, staying true to myself, but that's not what's happening. You know, the kids celebrate me. They're very kind, very giving, very sweet children. You know, I can hear them kind of whispering and planning in advance. And sometimes like I'll find little notes. My daughter is a list maker, like her mother. We have this saying, like, if it's not on the list, it doesn't exist. So it's funny. My middle child, my 10-year-old, is like that. Like, I'll find her little lists and she'll have ideas for gifts for mom. But I don't tell her that. I don't tell her I found the list. Anyway, yeah. So, you know, and my exes do. I know that, you know, they'll show up with their own gifts now. How crazy is that, right? So flowers and beautiful cards of appreciation and, you know, gift cards and dinner, stuff like that. And that, you know, again, you don't, where you start, it doesn't have to be where you end up. There's always room for growth, right? And one thing my father always taught me was to be consistent, be a good person, and be consistent. And so I am consistent. No matter what anyone else is doing outside of me, I am consistent and true to who I am. And I'm a good person. I do nice things. Being kind feels good for me. It's not the case for everybody in the world, but for me, it does. And I'm going to keep doing that. And that's it. You know, so yeah, I was consistent. I don't know if that was what shifted the gears with my son's father to start, you know, sending gifts on my son's behalf, or, you know, all these years later for giving gifts from himself. But yeah, that's just what we do, guys. And I hope this helps some of you. Or maybe all of you, that'd be great. But if you have any questions or you need any advice, sage advice, I have over 20 years worth. I mean, at this point, where's my PhD, yo? my co-parenting PhD. So, you know, if you ever need anything, just reach out. You can go to the website, thecoparentingcollective.com. You can head on to Insta, you can pop onto Instagram. And, you know, any questions, anytime, let me know. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And, or maybe I shouldn't say that because you could be listening to this really long, like some other time. But anyway, I'll talk to you guys again soon. Bye-bye.